Nope. Lap kus tu manjel.
I vals tu manjel.
Lap kus tu manjel. Have you book?
Yeah, we have. Everybody has a copy.
First we stood to pranam to Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimati Radhika, and Vajindara Ghanshyam Goswami, and then to Vilas Goswami, Vilas. At first we should know that who is Raghunath Das Goswami. You know? And in a book, Gopal Guru has stated that Raghunath Das Goswami, in his Sarup Siddha, is Rati Manjan. But his nickname is Tulsi Manjan. Nickname? All Sakhi always use this name, Tulsi Manjan. But also Rati Manjan. He has come with his Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Golok Vrindavan with Rup Manjari and all Sakhis. His guru was Jagannatha Das, Diksha Guru. He has some association with Haridas Thakur. And he first met with Nityananda Prabhu. After that he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From boyhood he wanted to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised not to leave your home, father and mother, so early. You should be first ripe and then you should leave. Gramya Vartana Sunibe Kani. Gramya Vartana. বলিবে গ্রামে বার্তানা শুনবে ভালো না খাইবে ভালো না পড়িবে আমানি মানব ধায় কৃষ্ণ নাম সদা কি বলেছিলেন ভিতর রঘুনাথ দাস রিটার্ন টু ইয়র হোম ডোন্ট বি ম্যাড অ্যান্ড আবিষ্ট উত্তেজিত দ্যাট সিং ওয়ান পার্সন he becomes enthusiastic and does anything, but after that, when his fever comes down of that, then he thinks that I have done it mistake. Understand? So now you are very child in this religious things. You should not be
over enthusiastic.
Go and
impatient.
Love your father and mother outwardly. And have nishtha in your bhajan. God one day help you and you will achieve your ultimate goal. He went there and lived with his wife, father and mother. After some time, Nityananda Prabhu Panihati. And there he gave mercy to Raghunath Das Goswami. After that, one day, his guru came in the very morning, darkness, and told that Raghunath Das Goswami, my one disciple has gone and my Thakur Puja is not done. So come with me and let us go to that disciple and engage in Thakur Archana. He was very glad. He came out of his palace. No one disturbed. There were so many watchkeepers who were attending on Raghunath Das Goswami. But they saw that Guru is with him. So no one disturbed. When he went out of the palace, he told that, you should go to your home. I am going alone to that person and I will send him. Guru went and he told that person that go, order. He went and also Raghunath Goswami went to Jagannath Puri. Then he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the hands of Sarup Dhamma. And there are so many pastimes of his Vairagya there. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarup Dhamma given mercy to Raghunath Das Goswami. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, he became Ashrayless,
shelterless.
Yeah? He He then left to eat chawal dal or anything. After some time, after 3 or 4 months, Sab Damodar also went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a Prakat Leela. He used to eat only fruits and milk and like, he left all these things. Then he came to Govardhan. To live his life from jumping Govardhan. At the living Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him 2 things. Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala, which Sankarananda Pandit have given Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returning from Vrindavan. Sankarananda, Brahmachari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to archan personally by these waters,
tears,
and this flower, heart flower. See, he used to keep it sometimes on his heart, sometimes on his lips, sometimes in heart. Sometimes he could not find that where should I keep it. After 3 months, he gave it to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given Govardhan, that Govardhan shelter he has given. By this, he has given me 2 Govardhan. I should serve Govardhan. And by Gunjamala, he has given the lotus feet of Radhika. When he used to worship, he used to take it in his name, Gunjamala, in ashray of Radhika. He used to serve Govardhan in the shape of Krishna, Vajendandan Shyamasundara, and always thinking himself Palyadasi of Sri Radhika in Manjari. When he came with 2 things to Vrindavan, he met Rupa and Sri and told his view that I am going to Govardhan. Did not disclose his idea that he will jump from Govardhan, but they knew that he wants to jump and give life. Sanatana Goswami told that, don't do so. You are my brother. And Rupa Goswami also. He told his own activities, that at first I went from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri, and in the midway I have a rogue of Khujli, and waters were coming from my whole body. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami, he used daily to come and to do like this. And his waters touching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu body, so he became so much distressed and thought that I should live my this body in going in the boat.
Under the wheel of
under
chariot.
The wheel of chariot. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew it and told that you have given this body to me and now you are being mukta, swatantra, not giving. Well, verbally you are giving, internally you are not giving. You have no adhikar on this body. Second thing, that if I knew that by giving my life I can have the service of Radha and Krishna, I will daily want to die lakhs and lakhs times. But I know that by dying Krishna and Krishna prem cannot be had. It will be received by only Krishna bhajan. So you should do Krishna bhajan. So you can die, but you cannot receive Krishna prem by dying. So you should die, you should do bhajan at Radha Kund Govardhan, Vrindavan, all these places. Anything? You want anything?
No.
So, you should die. Raghunath Das Goswami has so much association with Rupa Goswami. And he took everything of Rupa Goswami. Sanatana Goswami also as a Sikshaguru. But he followed wholly as Rupa Goswami. What is Manjari? He was a Manjari. What is Manjari? There are five kinds of Sakhi. Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Prana Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, Priya Narva Sakhi. These five kinds. Nitya Sakhi are like Dhanishta, who are serving Krishna and they are supporting Krishna. Krishna adhik sneha. They have sneha more than Radhika towards Krishna. These are sakhis. They also serve Radhika also, Radha and Krishna, but they are adhik sneha to Krishna. Priya Sakhi and Parampreshta Sakhi, or Parampreshta Sakhi are called also Priya Narma Sakhi. Prana Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, or only Narma Sakhi are the same. Parampreshta or Param Priya Narma Sakhi are the same. So last two, that is Priya Sakhi and Priya Narma Sakhi, are Samasneha. Samasneha?
Equal.
But yet they are some attracted to Radha, Srimati Radhika, towards Radhika. They sometimes rebuke Krishna when they suffer towards Srimati Radhika. And sometimes they rebuke also to Srimati Radhika when he is in anger and she is so much hard towards Krishna. And they like that Krishna should be under Srimati Radhika always. And they also take the severity of Srimati Radhika. But yet they are samsneha. Last, then two. Pranasakhi, Nityasakhi. They are Radhika Adhik Sneha. These are Radhika Adhik Sneha. They have Adhik Sneha. Adhik, you know, more Sneha to Radhika. Both Trans Sakhi and Nitya Sakhi. They always serving, being with Radhika, wherever Radhika lives. They have so many functions. They are very much pleased if Radhika is pleased. If Radhika feels separation, they feel separation. If Krishna meets to Radhika, they meet to, they feel in their heart that they are meeting with Radhika. One day I have told you, like Manjaris, Pivi is playing with Pushpa, flowers, and Manjaris are so happy. One day, Srimati Radhika told her any Sakhi to whom he has so much affection that Mani Manjari is my so obedient fellow. She is Manjari, Mani Manjari. I want that Krishna should meet him. Go tell. By any skill that Krishna is watching and waiting in a Sanket Kunja, and you should, by any way, you should take her to Krishna. That Kunja. And it is my. It is my desire that she should meet Krishna. She went to that Mani Manjari and told in zigzag way that she should meet Krishna. Krishna is waiting for him. And I know the will of also Srimati Radhika. Will not be angry. But she has not told me to come to him. But I know him, her will. She told in so many various ways. But she told that, don't tell me to do so. I never will do. Because when I see meeting Radhika and Krishna, I feel so much pleasure than I will meet with Krishna. Any man thinks where something greater thing will be achieved. Anyone does not effort for lose. When Krishna meets with Radhika, it is for my gain. And when I will meet with Krishna, it is a very great loss. So why I will choose loss? So Srimati Radhika has so much faith that once Rup Manjari or any Manjari was there, and Srimati Radhika wanted that she should meet, Rup Manjari should meet Krishna. And he sought towards Krishna and did Ishara.
Hint.
He should catch hold. Krishna wanted, but she fell upon the feet of Krishna. I'm Radhika Dasi. When you meet, I have so much pleasure that I cannot see. So I request you to give that pleasure, not this, less pleasure. So Krishna left that pleasure. So this is called Tattat Bhav Ichhatmika. Kamanuga Bhakti is of two types. One Kamanu of two parts. One Tattat Bhav Ichhatmika and one Sambhogatmika. Lalita Vishakha, Chandravali, Radhika and all are Sambhogatmika. And those who become so much pleased, have all the things and all the symptoms, vanishing Radha and Krishna meeting. What Radhika has experienced by Krishna, they have more experience than meeting. That is called Bhav Ichhatmika, Tat Tat Bhav Ichhatmika. Tat Tat means the speciality of meeting Radha and Krishna. And it's Bhav. Bhav. Bhav, understand? They only want to serve like this. That is all. But they have all the things that a Naika or a Sambhogatmika Gopi has, more than, not less than. So it is called Tatta Bhava Ichhatmika Kamanuga. So Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, are all of the same kind. How it can be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only has come to this world to give this thing. Not Radhika love or Naika love. Narpait charing chirat karunaya vatirnah kalau samarpaitum unnato ujjwala rasan unnato ujjwala rasan. That is unnato ujjwala rasan. That a soul can have. Soul cannot have what Srimati Radhika has, Mahabhav, Madan and Modan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came Radha Bhav Ashwadan, Radhaya Pranay Mahima. This is his own desire. And to give this Bhav only, Manjari Bhav, to serve Srimati Radhika and Krishna. When Chaitanya Rupa and Sanatana Goswami advised Rupa Goswami and give Radhakund place to live up and to do bhajan, he was always crying for Radhika. And he was Lotana. In the dust he was lying, rolling. rolling in the dust of Radhika, Radha. Though he was a special sakhi of Srimati Radhika, never separated, yet in this Leela, as a Raghunath Das Goswami, he has played the role of a jeev, Raganuga Sadhav, and highest role. By Jogumaya, he was not pretending. Actually, he felt like this. And by his self, by Jogumaya, as Krishna being God of God, and he yet weeps by seeing the stick in the hand of Yashoda. And actually he weeps, and he has a fear for Yashoda. He is not pretending. So in the same way, being near and dear Sakhi of Srimati Radhika, he is not pretending here. By Jogamaya, he is doing actually what he thinks. So he has two roles. One role, practicing Raganuga Bhakti, Sadhan Bhakti. And by his Siddha Sarir, as a root manjari, at the same time, serving Radha and Krishna. Siddha Deh, Bhaman Kariya, Aratra Dine Chinte Radha Krishna.
Mane Nija Siddha Deh Kariya Bhavan.
Aratra Dine Siddha Radha Krishna Racha. There is a Siddha Sarir in every jeeves. How it can be achieved? Have something in your body?
Something.
No. Anything disturbing your body?
No.
I think something.
No, just
if you like this,
No. It's just the crowded little, the slightly.
For serving Radha and Krishna, without Siddha Deva one cannot do. This body is not fit for serving that Radha and Krishna in this. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, this, by this also we can do bhajan sadhana. But for that, by Siddha Deha, Manas Deha, Manas Chintan, it is essential. How it can be had? If a man has greed, and he has gone to a Siddha Gurudev, and he is very eager to serve Radha and Krishna, then at first he will make here all these pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And he will watch in what rasa he has tasted. And accordingly he will let him hear the appropriate Krishna pastime, which will be very useful for him. After that, by and by, he will tell Sarup Siddha Katha. Sarup Siddha, you know, When bhav comes in this body, it is called Swarupa Siddha. And after that Swarupa Siddha, we can imagine, after that imagination, we can have some realization. After that time, more and more we will hear all these things and do practices of Raganga Bhajan. Gradually, the Siddha Sarir will come out by the grace of Krishna Chandra and Radhika, Yoga Maya. By thinking, we cannot do anything. Only by the grace of Guru. Or if Guru is capable and Shuddha Gurudev and having a realization of all these things to be learned, he will see in what rush his Siddha Sarir is. Like Vrajanath and Vijay Kumar, his Gurudev, get that thing. So, if a man has Raganga Bhakti, he will surely see that what my Siddhadi is, and he will try hard to achieve it by the grace of Krishna, Guru and Prabhupada. Without this, he cannot think about Ashtayama Leela. Who is he? It has not. He has no idea of Krishna and Radhika, that how beautiful and how they are. So he should know his Seva, Vasan, Bhushan, Ayu means age. Who is his husband, her husband? Who is father-in-law, mother-in-law, sister-in-law? Where she lives, where his marriage has been done, everything she will have to know. Then, Swarupa Siddhi this is. And he is doing all these things. After that, when will be matured in this, then Yoga Maya will take after death in a sphere where Krishna Leela is going on. And there in Gopi home, she will have birth, and the association of Nitya Siddhai, she will completely realize and serve Radha and Krishna. Here, Raghunath Goswami. We should think that he was Manjari and he was Raganuga Sadhak. We should not think that he was Siddha. He was Siddha, no doubt. But yet, we can follow him only if you know that he is Raganuga Sadhak. We cannot follow Krishna or any Siddha Mahapurusha, only Sadhak. So we should know that Raghunath Das Goswami is a Sadhak, and how he has done sadhana, we should gradually follow it. Here Raghunath Das Goswami, waving on the bank of Radha, in his last life, when for a second he cannot live without darshan of Srimati Radhika, feeling so much separation, and for serving, he is praying to Radhika, weeping. These are
flowers.
Bilap. Bilap means crying, weeping. Crying is weeping is
flowers.
So when he sometimes has one kind of bhav, separation, or praying for service, having service, it is one kind of flower. And so similarly, so many flowers, about 108 are in. And all slokas that he has uttered are only for manjari bhav, not in a naika bhav. So he is first praying his Gurudev, not Jadunandana Acharya, not Sanatana Goswami, not Sri Damodar. They are all Guru. Sarup Damodar is also so much best Guru. But yet first he is offering his prayers to Rukmini, to whom his life has been dedicated, and he has received something from I have told something. Now, here, one thing, perhaps second day, or that day I have cleared, that who manjari is manjari. There is no direct sangha with Krishna. But yet she has some signs. Symptoms. Symptoms of meeting Krishna. So only as a manjari, what Srimati Radhika feels, what she has symptoms, all symptoms are clear in Arupa Manjari. So it is not against the persons of Chaitanya Charitamrita are usual in Mani, that manjari don't like to meet Krishna directly. So every symptoms come out when he kissed Radhika, Krishna kissed Radhika. So the symbol of kissing comes on the face of Rupa Manjari. When Srimati Radhika angers to Krishna, the angerness comes on the mouth of Rupa Manjari. What she receives, what she thinks, what she anubhav karte, experience, see everything, more than that. Sometimes Radhika, by Radhika, these eyes, Krishna tries to meet, but yet they don't want. Krishna meets because it is Kamanuga. Here Sthala Kamalini Yukta Garbita Kananeshmin Panayas Barahasyam Puspa Gucchat Chalena Apila Nikhil Latasta Saur Bhakta Samanchan Mrigati Tau Margam Krishna Bhringo Jatatya. Here I have told that he is praying to his Gurudev Rupa Manjari, that living all, Krishna is coming to you. Rati Manjari, Artulsi Manjari is telling to his Gurudev, that living all sakhis, you are so much beautiful, you are so qualified, that as in you are very important for Krishna, that living all this, Krishna is coming right between. This is Mahima of Rupa Manjari, of his Gurudev. Here Gurudev is not Gurudev, Priya Sakhi. In that there is no Gurudev, no connection, no sambandha of Gurudev, but Priya Sakhi only there. But here one thing is that after praying of Gurudev, one should pray his Ishtadev. And one thing will come out, that leaving all gopis, Krishna is coming to Rupa Manjari. Here one thing, one question will arise, that leaving also Radhika, this question will arise. So he is telling that two meanings. First meaning is that, but it was in general, and in a special, he is doing prarthana of Ishtadevi, Srimati Radhika. Very beautiful things. Sthala Kamalini, at most mightiest Srimati Radhika. You are Sthala Kamalini, not Jala Kamalini. Yuktam Garbita. Here there is a reference that Srimati Radhika was at first ready to abhisar comes there, that place. It is watering, so cold, very clouds, so dark. Radhika comes accordingly. Accordingly means having no nupurs, black colors dressed, and everything. In white nights as well. Only with very little, so much, so qualified gopis, like Rupa Manjari, Rakhi Gopi, Suvan, Tulsi, like this. Not so much such as he comes. When he comes nearer to that kunj where Krishna is awaiting, she at once turns and is ready to go to his baggage. Sakhis are thinking, why she is treated? Krishna also feels, and he goes, and at first he prays, but she is going and going. Krishna gives Badha means
obstruction,
creates obstruction. At last he catches her hold, hands, and tries to take him to Kuma. At that time he has so much pleasure in her. Eyes weeping, in mouth anger, so many bhav comes at a time that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown this thing at the time of Ratha.
These are called kilkinchit bhav. So many bhav. At last Krishna takes him to Kunti. Rup Manjari is seeing from the side of lata, creepers, from a chidramane, from a hole. So beautiful Milan is there. I have never seen like this. They are so premi. He astonishes. And he tells that my bhagya, I am so much fortunate that I have seen. She is calling, oh my dear Rati Manjari, where you are? You are not seeing this thing? Your eyes are not supple means. The successful of eyes are only to see this thing. So beautiful. He at once that saw that there is no, here is no Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari. If a man have anything sweet or anything so tasteful, he wants that my friend should take it. If a disciple takes it, he wants that my Gurudev should also taste it. If a devotee have this, he wants that Radha and Krishna should taste it. She does not want to take it alone, taste it alone. So he sees here and there. Where is my dear, so dear Rati Vijay? Very hot bosom Sakhi of Srimati Radhika. Rati Manjari always serves and learns how to serve Srimati Radhika from Rup Manjari. So Rup Manjari wants that every test should be tested by Rati Manjari. So he, leaving this scene, see, at once went to search where is it. Rati Manjari was in any service. So by serving, she has served that thing and was coming to Rup Manjari. Where is Rup Manjari? So she was also searching Rup Manjari, and she is also. They met Rup Manjari at once, took in her arm, Oh, let us go. How sweet thing, pastimes of Krishna is going on. She also went to with Rup Manjari to that place. Told her that to see this thing. So in it is called Gavaksha. Gavaksha means a place, a chitra, a hole from where in kunj everything can be seen. But the persons in the kunj cannot see them. Because Leela will be end by seeing that person. They so be very swatantra rahenge ki unko koi nahi dekha. Anyone is not seeing. So their pastimes will go freely. Otherwise it will be hampered. At that time she is seeing. And And before that, when Ratimanjari they came here and saw all these things, after the first time over, Srimati Radhika called Rup and Ratimanjari. We are tired. Ratimanjari has the seva of Chamar. That's your Chamar. Give me Chamar. And Ratimanjari told that, you should serve my feet. We are very tired. Krishna anyhow went from that place. Here, Ratimanjari is telling at this time. This is slok is of that time. Phalakamalini Yukta Garvita. Kananesmin Kanan Asmin, that in this very Kanan, it may be Radha Kunja, it may be at Sankhe, it may be Seva Kunja, it may be Govardhan, any Kunja. Kananesmin, you are so much Garvita. Garvita means have so much. What is the meaning of Garvita? Proudy. You are so much proud. Proud. You are Kamalini. Kamalini means lotus flower. Pranayas barahasyam puspa gucchat chalena. As if a lotus flower is laughing. So you are laughing. It seems by symptoms. Puspa guccha chalena. As if 100 or 1,000 lotus flowers in one. Sahasradal kamal, it is called. Understanding? My view.
A big cluster of lotus flowers.
In one. They are not separate, but yet separate.
Cluster.
So, all are bosom, and saint had been coming from them. A bee is coming, passing all the lotus flowers to this. Vaisa is telling, when Rup Manjari and Rati Manjari is coming to see this pastime, in Gauri Kunda, in Govardhan, Padma and Sabya, were waiting for Krishna. And they were discovering how to make meat Chandravali to Krishna. Chandravali was in Kunja and they were at the door of Kunja, Padmavali and Sandhya. And they were trying Krishna. Krishna was coming from home and he was going to Srimati Radhika, to the Sanket Kunja, where Srimati Radhika was waiting for Krishna. And Ratimanjari and Rupamanjari have gone to bring Krishna, and for a distance, but they were coming with Krishna. And at the same time, here Padma and Sabya told Krishna, oh, here Sakhi is there, Chandravali, and waiting for you. He told that, I am at once coming. I have heard that an Aghasur, or like Aghasur, any demon has come there. And he is doing so much utpat. Utpat, you know?
Chaos.
Disturbance there. I am just coming. I will not delay. Wait here. And saying, he went away. When he went to Srimati Radhika, then Rup Manjari and Rati Manjari also went there. And then they are saying to Srimati Radhika that api nikhila latasta saurabhakta samunchan, leaving all the creepers and flowers, so beautiful, so fragrant, so sweet, yet leaving all them, that black bee have come to you. So how you are lucky? Why you are lucky? That Krishna has left all this and I have come to you. Mrigayati tau margam Krishna bhengu. He is waiting. That bee is waiting. Always flowers wait for bees. Here is anupras alankar in literature.
Reverse.
Here bee is waiting for that flower. Bees can fly, but flower cannot fly. But yet he is telling that Krishna has also bees, Radha has also bees, but bees of Krishna is more than Srimati Radhika. He wants more. Manjari only are pleased when Krishna serves Radha. Krishna weeps for Radha. Krishna tries for Radha. Krishna serves for Radha. Then Manjari becomes so pleased. And if Srimati Radhika is weeping and searching, they are so much distressed. Here, bee is searching and waiting for and serving Srimati Radhika. So they are very pleased. And they are telling to her, Srimati ji, that, oh, we are so lucky and you are so lucky that Krishna is waiting for you, for your service. Having living all these creepers and flowers and everything, he has come to you. And he going around your, that is your feet. So his Aradhya Dev here, and also Guru Dev also. First for his Aradhya Dev, and secondly, first today. In this meaning, no confusion.
In the car coming here, we were discussing a topic, exactly one topic which you have discussed today. And one question remained in our mind, which you should ask.
This is not for us personally. This is just to understand some other things. That there are two types. In Kamarupa, there is Tatatvavi Chatrika and Samboga. So if someone has that Samboga in Raganuga, can that person enter into Vrindavan?
No.
Only Dwarka?
No. Not in Dwarka also. He'll go to nonplus bhakti, he will be here. Sambhog is very bad thing.
But
it will be a prakriti.
Why is it mentioned
in Kamanuga?
Kamanuga, it mentions in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
That is Kamarupa.
Kamanuga here, above this Kam. Kamanuga. Serve him under Kamanuga. It looks like calm, but it is pure prema. Kubja has some bhog ichha. So he has been discarded. Only that he wanted only Krishna, no another person. So it has been taken in Bhakti Rasa Nisindhu as a rasa, but so nikrishta rasa. He has some bhog kamana.
So is this only referring to Kubja? This sambhoga where it's mentioned for Kamanuga, is this only referring
but,
to Kubja?
But in this way, in this stage, we have so many worldly kamana. And to enjoy myself, this body, there will some reaction in this body. So we should reject all these things. We should pray for that kamana. It will not be perhaps clear.
See, we're not asking for ourselves.
For anyone, for them you should not. So many persons are. They have actually no greed. For them we cannot tell anything. But really who have, they have greed, then we can tell anything. It is clear or not?
It is clear. It is not in our own regard that we are asking, but we are just wondering why in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu it appears to say that someone can become, have this mood. We are not desiring it, but we are wondering why it is written like this, that someone may have this mood. It's under Kamanuga.
It has been stated only to them who has actually greed. But that calm is pure there. For them it has been stated. Even Kubja praying, they have not think it correct. Then what to say others? Here one thing that Kubja has no lust for any other person. His nishtha was only in Krishna. And from Krishna he wanted that thing. So they have taken it, but yet they have rejected it. Where there is only will that Krishna should be happy. In this stage we want our happiness. By serving Krishna we will be happy. So when a stage will come after greed by the association of that class of Gurudev or Vaishnava, then actually everything go away. That has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Ras Panchadhyaya, Vikriditam, Prajupadabha, Idancha Vishnu, Saddhanvito Suniyad Atha Barneedaja Bhakti Param Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kaman Hridro Gumashu Abhihanat Taja. I have discussed it this slowly. One tells that by all these things on earth and all these things come, Jagatik come, worldly things, lustre and worldly, by our effort. and then we will do bhakti. Or we will hear Rashpanchandhyay. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur telling that this is not faith. When we listen with Shraddha, Shraddhanvito, Shraddha, meaning having greed, here Shraddha means having greed, and will hear by very Shraddha, with what?
Great faith,
a strong pipasa, first ear. Then, in the ratio, what we hear, the anarth will go away. Pratilabdha kamam. Here kamam means, no, will go away. And, no, first, pure prem will come. And it will wash away all the worldly things. Not washing, then prem will come. But prem will come at first and wash away all these things. But there will be Shraddha that I want to serve Radha and Krishna. So,
I can ask. The raga milka devotee following the raga milka devotee.
Huh?
Raga milka devotees are following raga milka associates. So in the raga milka associates, there's some like Rupa Mandari, Rati Mandari. They don't want direct union with Krishna.
And some want some.
Yeah, and some want. So can a Ragaduga devotee, not Rupaduga, but any other type of Ragaduga devotee, want to follow those gopis who want direct?
But as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, this is not good thing. We should not go.
There's some binding, doesn't
there? There are some bindings that they should not do.
Is there some other sampradaya that doesn't?
They do. Only the difference is here that we want, and any Baddhaji conditions who can have the Siddha Sarir of Mandi Manjaris. They will not go directly in Naika Bhav. They are stated. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come only to give this Ujjwal Rush or Manjari Bhav, not Naika Bhav.
Which sampradaya does this Naika Bhav?
Nimbarka, Radha Vallabhi, both. Rupa Goswami has not admitted this fact.
So, they follow in the other sampradayas. They try, but actually they cannot.
Actually, they're sahaji.
They are sahaji. In our sampradaya, also some do. They try.
They try.
They don't follow Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also.
But your description is basically this worldly nonsense.
Certainly. They want their pleasure, not Krishna.
The attitude,
so therefore
service.
You said no love, actually no love.
No love. From where they have had this greed, love, there must be a lovely man to whom we can have this. Without their association, we cannot have this thing. Whether it is written in Srimad Bhagavatam and all Goswami Granth. But it should come through the mouth of any greedy person. Then,
want to discuss more. You were going to discuss the third verse today. I'll be left with them.
Rajendra Basati Sthale Vividha Ballavi Sankule Tamevarati Manjari Prachura Punya Punjodaya Vilas Bhar Bismit Pranay Nekala Margane Margane Jajad Jagad Nijanatha Nathaya Prajasi Nathita Kandar. Take first word Rati Manjari. O Rati Manjari. Vivida Basati Sthale, Rajendra Basati Sthale, Vivida Ballavi Sankule, Rajendra Basati Sthale means Braje. Vivida Ballavi Sankule. Ballavi means the feminine gender of Ballav. Ballav means goop. Ballavi means goopi. The Vivida, so many gopis are there in Braja. But Rati Manjari, from Eva, you are, only you are, Prachura Punya Punya Punjo Daya. You have Prachura Punya. Punja Mane Sukriti. Pious deed. Pious. Like Punja. Like mountain. Your Sukriti is like mountain. Among all Braj Gopi. Yat means because is this Adya Jadi Jad Adya today because today Vilas Bhara Bismrita Panai Mekhala Margena, that today the Ishwari of Braja, that is Srimati Radhika, Vilas Bhar, playing with Krishna in Vilas, she has forgotten her pranay mekhala. Mekhala means binding anything so that lahanga cannot come out. Bending of lahanga. Lahanga, you know? Lahanga. Gopis wear lahanga. And upper this. This is duku. Lahanga. That was of golden. Pranay. Who? That thing, Mekhala, is the link between Krishna and Radhika. That Mikhala. Because Krishna loves this Mikhala and always wants to touch and to untie, and always he keeps eyes on that Mikhala. So it is a link between Srimati Radhika and Krishna. So the pranay sabda has been given here. Pranay means made of prem. Pranay. Mekhala, that Radhika has forgotten to in Vilas Kunja. And here he saw that Mekhala is not here. So Adya today Nija Nathaya, Nathaya Mani Ishwari Aradhya Nija Mani Aradhya, your Aradhya Srimati Radhika has Nathita told you, asked you to bring that Mekhala. Only he has told to you to bring that. No one knows this fact. Only Rup Manjari knows this fact, that she has forgotten. And cleverly she has told this Rati Manjari, that is Tulasi Manjari, bring, anyone cannot know this fact. Bring it cleverly. But Rup Manjari knew this fact. Now we are going in. This was brief word meaning. Now you are coming. These three slokas are of Sarup when he was in Siddha Deha, forgetting everything of this practical body, that I am Raghunathan. First he did pranam to his Sakhi. Second to Ishtadev, and third, this slok is used as in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anarpita Charin Chirat Karuniya Vatirunaka. Krishnadas Kaviraj has, Goswami, has not done this slok. This sloka is prayer to Ishtadev. So, two slokas he has done himself, first and second, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But this sloka is of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is his guru. He says that Rupa Goswami has done this prarthana to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as an asirvadmak. Asirvadmak, asirvadatmak, you know. Begging mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for all general jivas, and especially those who have a special want of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is Rasaraj Mahabhava Saru, Krishna's mercy. हो गया खत्म. Anyone cannot write like this, and he thinks that Rupa Goswami is my guru. So he is praying the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, feeling that I cannot express ideas like this. So he has kept the Rupa Goswami's version, that is love, as it is. Anyone can think that it is of Krishna Das Goswami, not Goswami, but in fact it is Goswami. In this sloka, he has like killed two birds in one shoot. One, he has prayed prarthana of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Mahabhava. Secondly, he has prayed also Rupa Goswami that Saranga Saranagati Haibe Jahar Tahar Prarthana Sune Nanda Kumar. Our Prarthana Nanda Kumar will not hear. But those who has offered themselves Krishna feet, and they have Saranagati, Krishna is bound to hear their prarthana. And hearing their prarthana, accordingly he will do. So my prarthana Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may not hear, but Rupa Goswami's prayer he is bound to hear. So here also Rupa Goswami is Guru. Rupa Goswami in the second sloka called Rati Manjay, Tulsi Manjay, and asked that, come on, see how beautiful pastime is going on. So both peeped in Vilas Kunja and saw that pastime that I have. After seeing that pastime, Swamini, that is Srimati Radhika, done any ishara, give them any hint and call Manjaris. They went there inside and sat to Krishna and Radhika both. Krishna told, bring kumkum, chandan, and all utensils, and Radhika told Krishna that decorate me. So with kamba, Krishna took from lavang manjari that kamba and began to do very softly. Then he made chotis, three in one, Understanding?
Waiting ahead.
Three. Here, bind up and get flowers. Decorate a very big leaf. He told Rupmanjari, bring Anjan. Anjan, you know?
Nakanjan.
She took, gave Krishna. Took it and gave Kajal. And other manjari he called also. Rati manjari he called also. They supplied everything. And Krishna fully decorated Srimati Radha. In the meantime, only there were manjaris, not others. Srimati Radhika remembered Lalita and Sama where they are. They are not here. So living Krishna with some manjari, she went out and saw Lalita, Vishakha and all other sakhis. Paramparishta sakhi are Yamnarva sakhis. And she sat down in the middle of all these sakhis and began to describe what happened with Krishna. Krishna was not feeling better there alone. But Srimati Radhika was very pleasant with all sakhi, leaving Krishna there. This was also one kind of pastime to please Krishna. A program not for Vartaman, not for present, but for future. She is making program to Krishna, for Krishna. After some time, Krishna could not live alone. She was searching them where they have gone. And at last, he also came there. All Sakhi were laughing, making joke with Krishna. Anyhow, some Sakhi took Krishna and she arranged to sit Krishna in the feet of Srimati Radhika, not left. Krishna became very much pleased. At last, she ordered Radhika, all these sakhi, to please Krishna and to dance and with joke to Krishna. So all sakhi with so many various types of instruments, mridanga, khol, dampha and so many, they began to dance. This part was so fine, but patla, thin. At the dancing, Krishna appreciated them, as if it will break. And so quickly, so fastly, so beautifully, they were dancing and doing kirtan. Krishna was telling, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Srimati Radhika became some tired.